there. Now, on a lighter note, the world's fastest train is currently undergoing trials here in the Czech Republic. The AGV is actually made in France, but testing the train out there would cause too much disruption to French timetables, so its producers are making use of a short track near Prague while they iron out any problems and show the train off to potential customers. Ian Willoughby reports.
Developed by French company Alstom, the AGV is the fastest train in the world, setting a record last year of 574.8 kilometers an hour. Before it can go on the market, however, it has to undergo extensive trials, and the venue chosen for those is a 13-kilometer section of track at Velim, east of Prague. Alstom spokesman Thierry Yonnet explains why the very high-speed train is being tested here.
Le choix de l'anneau, il y en existe effectivement trois en Europe, un en France.
There are three usable tracks in Europe, one in France, one in Germany, and one here. The French one is too small and we cannot go fast. In Germany, you can go a bit faster, but the track belongs to our main competitor, so we are kind of trying to avoid it. In the Czech Republic, all the conditions for our trials come together at a speed of 200 kilometers an hour on a big enough track, so the choice was obvious.
The line at Velim may be suitable for trials, but it's not actually a very high-speed track. So why don't its makers test out the AGV at home on the French rail network?
We have a choice. We can also test it on commercial railways in France, but that causes major disruptions to the commercial network. So the best solution is to test it on a track. And today, in Europe, the only track which allows a speed of 200 kilometers an hour is here, in Velim, in the Czech Republic.
Over a period of 4 months, the prototype is undergoing a comprehensive series of tests. Sitting in the laboratory car in the middle of the AGV, engineer Gilles Picot says things are looking good, but the data being gathered in Velim still has to be analysed at its maker's HQ in France.
We're now testing emergency braking to check if it stops according to our calculations. So far, the results have been okay, but they still need to be analysed by the French team in La Rochelle. The track is limited to 200 kilometers per hour, so we'll have to do some high-speed tests in France. The train is designed for a top speed of 360 kilometers per hour.
While the engineers putting the AGV through its paces are French, the actual driver is Czech, and his name is Martin Plachy.
It is really different compared to the trains I'm used to driving. With this one, I drive at 200 kilometers an hour. People here can hardly believe it.
Trials of the world's fastest train, which Alstom are hoping will offer a competitive alternative to air travel, are set to last until September. A number of would-be buyers have already been to the Czech Republic to see the AGV for themselves, including an Italian company who bought the first 25 trains. They should go into service in 3 years' time.
And that was Ian Willoughby there with that report. And now from trains to auto.